We consider ourselves to be very individual instruments that work well together.
Bass Craig Phillips says the four singers of New York Polyphony frequently are asked questions about how to classify them.
Are you a small choir? Are you a small chamber ensemble? We try to draw a line between what we do and a string quartet, and we have very intentionally tried to retain the individual qualities of our voices. And instead of blend the sound, as many choirs would, we try to balance the sound.
They were all singers in the New York scene and came together in 2006 to provide incidental music for a radio project countertenor Jeffrey Williams was involved in.
They needed some ancient Christmas carols for the program, so Jeffrey called us. From there, kind of snowballed. We listened to the recording and thought, hey, we sound pretty good. We should continue doing this.
And for the San Francisco Performances Concert Sunday, their program is Sing Thee Noel.
We tend to call it music for all seasons because there's nothing conspicuously tensely about it, but there are some tunes that have lived on, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, and some of the other English Christmas carols.
While their primary focus is early music, they like to blur the lines between ancient and modern. An example of that is on Sunday's program.
A piece that we performed that was written for us by an Irish composer, a man named Michael McGlynn. It was written in the wake of Sir John Taverner's death, a piece called O Pia Virgo Mater. And Michael really wonderfully captures that sound, that Taverner sound that's simultaneously ancient and ultra-modern. These really gorgeous, dense, icy harmonies, and it is a really spectacular 3 minutes. That is a personal favorite of ours.
New York Polyphony's Sing Thee Noel through San Francisco Performances is this Sunday at 7 at St. Mark's Lutheran Church. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC. I'm Jeffrey Fryman.